Hey everyone, Novalane here and welcome back to Your Phone is the Villain. You know that feeling when you're scrolling through social media, seeing everyone else living their best lives, vacations, fancy dinners, epic adventures, and suddenly you feel a pang of, well, FOMO. Fear of missing out. Yeah, we've all been there. It's like our phones have become these highlight reels, making us constantly compare ourselves to others. But guess what? That curated online world isn't always real life. And today, we're tackling the beast of FOMO head-on and finding ways to reclaim our time from those endless scrolls. Ready to take back control? Let's dive in. First things first. Let's be honest with ourselves. How many times have you caught yourself scrolling through social media when you should be doing something else like, say, actually living your life? Ever wake up feeling drained, not because you didn't sleep enough, but because you spent a whole night glued to your phone? That's FOMO at work, folks. It can seriously mess with our mental health and leave us feeling anxious, inadequate, and just plain exhausted. But here's the good news. We can break free from this cycle. So, how do we overcome FOMO and limit that screen time? I've got 5 killer tips for you. 1. Recognize the illusion. Remember, social media is a carefully curated world, not reality TV. People only share their best moments, so don't compare your whole life to someone else's highlight reel. Seriously, imagine seeing a post from your friend's vacation. That picture-perfect beach scene might make you envious, but what about the long flight, the sunburn, or the fact they forgot their toothbrush? Context matters. 2. Unfollow the stress. Feeling overwhelmed by all those perfect lives on your feed? It's okay to unfollow accounts that trigger negative emotions. Think of it like decluttering your digital life. Get rid of anything that doesn't serve you. You're not obligated to follow anyone, especially if they make you feel bad about yourself. 3. Mindful scrolling. When you do find yourself scrolling, try being more intentional about it. Ask yourself, why am I doing this? Am I genuinely enjoying it or just mindlessly filling the void? If it's the latter, take a break and do something more fulfilling. Read a book, go for a walk, call a friend. 4. Schedule phone free time. Designate specific periods each day where you put your phone away completely. This could be during meals, exercise, or an hour before bed. It's amazing how much more present and connected you feel when you're not constantly checking your notifications. 5. Find real life connections. Don't let social media replace real human interaction. Make plans with friends. Join a club, volunteer activities that get you out there, and connecting with people in person are way more rewarding than anything you'll find online. Think about the last time you were genuinely engrossed in something offline, a good book, a deep conversation, a creative project. Remember how satisfying that felt? That's the kind of connection we crave as humans. It's not about ditching technology entirely, it's about using it intentionally and making sure it doesn't dominate our lives. And speaking of real-life experiences, let me share a quick story. A few months ago, I was invited to this amazing pottery class. Now, I'm usually glued to my phone during downtime, but this time, I decided to give it a shot. And guess what? It was incredible. I got lost in the process of creating something with my hands, and by the end of the class, I felt more relaxed and connected than I had in ages. I learned something new, met some cool people, and even made a pretty decent vase. Okay, so remember those 5 key takeaways. Let's recap. Recognize the illusion of social media, unfollow what stresses you out, practice mindful scrolling, schedule phone-free time, and prioritize real-life connections. Think about how much more fulfilling your life could be if you spent less time comparing yourself to others and more time living authentically. You've got this. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one small step you can take today to overcome FOMO and reclaim some screen-free time? Share it in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going. And remember, don't forget to subscribe to Your Phone is the Villain for daily doses of inspiration and actionable advice. Until next time, stay awesome and keep on leveling up your life.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.